Doors closing.
Now, something completely different.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
All from...
Hey, Ryan Hoppy, I'm calling you back.
To accept, press 1.
Hello, Jacob Two Times. Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Hey, Ryan Hoppy, I'm right here, my friend.
Yes, sir. We got it all together. How is your Saturday going, Jacob Two Times? Welcome to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
My Saturday is going good. My Saturday is going good. I have a YouTube TV, Ryan. Can you believe that?
I love YouTube TV. I have YouTube TV, the app, but I have an Apple TV box connected to my Roku. It's very complicated.
Yes, I know. Well, mine is not very complicated. So tell me, Ryan Hoppy, when is this podcast going to come out? It's going to come out on Monday because I'll be looking for it on my TV, you know?
It'll be up in about 30 minutes after we are done doing this interview. How the hell have you been? I've been... keeping in touch with you. I got to talk to you when you called into the MJ Morning Show about 3 months ago, and MJ adores you. Everybody adores you, man. How has life been for Jacob Two Times?
Life has been so good, Ryan Hoppy. Life has been so good. Life has been so good. I lost 5.5 pounds. That's how I got this brand new TV, Ryan, and it's working out perfect.
You lost 5 pounds?
I lost 5 pounds of fat, yeah.
So good
my
job,
weight loss
buddy.
Was supposed to be like, so my weight loss was supposed to be like 165, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving my new TV, Ryan Hoppy. I've loved it.
What do you watch on TV? What do you listen to? What do you indulge?
Well, sometimes I like going to videos at 98.7 from like 2001 and stuff like that. And
like 98.7, and the Wild 98.7?
Yeah, like Wild 98.7, yeah.
You know, I get to work with Orlando from time to time. He's awesome.
He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. And what about Meredith? Is Meredith awesome?
Meredith's awesome.
Is Meredith sweet or what?
Meredith's awesome. Rich is awesome. Everybody at Wild's awesome, man. So, Jake.
What about Babs? Babs is awesome or what?
Honestly, I'm not just saying this because I work for them. Everybody at Wild 94.1 is awesome. Joey Franchise is cool. The mixers are good on Wednesday and on the weekend. My favorite part of Wild 94.1 is when they play the classic hip-hop on the weekend because that's like our generation's classic hits.
Oh, yeah, Jacob.
Jacob, I never got to ask you, do you like hip-hop?
I love hip-hop, especially the clean versions of it. Yes, I love it.
That was the only way I could listen to hip-hop growing up was when I would go to Walmart and my dad would let me get like a 50-cent CD, like Massacre, but it had to have the edited sign on it, Jacob. It couldn't have parental advisory, explicit content on it.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Well, Ryan Hoppy, listen, I'm encouraging you to get that job at Q105, my friend. I'm encouraging you. I know you can do it, Ryan Hoppy, and especially if you had a producer slot open for the phones, guess what? I would hire you right there in a heartbeat, Ryan.
I love that, Jacob. Jacob, you should be my agent. I should hit you up for job offers. I should have you call Beasley Media Group and be like, Jacob Ferguson, agent to Ryan Hoppy. Here we go.
I would love it. Well, Ryan Hoppy, guess what, Ryan Hoppy?
What's up?
Listen, Ryan Hoppy. The podcast that you put up there, you did a good job, though.
Appreciate that, man.
The podcast that you put up there, the MJ Morning Show, like back in December, you know what? You labeled it, What's Wrong with Beasley's Christmas Tree. Do you remember that one?
Oh, my God. It was 2 months ago. I love your memory. You make me very happy with that. Yes, I remember that day. MJ's quite the character. I love MJ.
And I like the title that I gave this Monday's December 2nd podcast is it MJ's birthday. I love that title of the podcast.
That was the funniest thing. Dude, when you called MJ and you wished him a happy birthday for his birthday in 7 weeks, which I believe he just had it. Dude, that was hilarious. I've worked with MJ maybe 50 days. I've never seen MJ laugh that hard, bro. That was hilarious.
I know it was. And Roxanne is so sweet, isn't she?
Roxanne's awesome. I mean, everybody at Beasley Media Group is great. How's everything been with you and Drew Garabo? Drew's one of the few people I kept in touch with, and I love Drew more than anything.
I love it. I don't know if you noticed or not, though, but Promo John has his own radio show now.
Right? I heard.
Did you know
I'm
that?
I'm very proud of Promo John. John Senning is my dude. Now, Dizzy is a piece of garbage, and I think he's a scumbag. Oops, did I say that out loud? Dizzy's a backstabbing bitch. I didn't mean to say that.
Guess what? Listen. Dizzy is very nice to me. You know that? He just played a game of Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy on Wednesday against me. Can you believe that?
Who won?
I think Dizzy won. You know,
how did Dizzy beat you? How
does
Dizzy beat you in Jacob's Jukebox, bro? What the hell?
I don't know, man. But anyways, at the beginning of your podcast, Roxanne saying, you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Yeah, I
love that.
I got that right here. I have a lot of radio people that make me liners for the show. Like we have one with your favorite MJ Kelly right here.
Hey, it's MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105 104.7 FM Tampa Bay. And you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Roxanne Wilder, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Jacob, so what's the story? Did you meet him when you met Casey Kasem when it was MJ and BJ?
Yes, I sure did. And I actually have the Casey Kasem 90s and 2000s radio shows on my phone, Ryan Hoppy.
That's awesome.
Can you believe that?
Oh, no. I'm a radio nerd like you. You know who I listen to when I'm driving around is Wolfman Jack. I love Wolfman Jack.
You love Wolfman Jack just like I love Casey Kasem, right? Casey Kasem said he read more than 3,000 dedications on the show. Can you believe that?
Did you ever get a dedication from Casey Kasem?
Yes, I sure did. It was I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly.
Are you serious? You actually got a shout out from Casey?
Yes.
And then he flew all the way down here
from Hollywood to meet me, Ryan Hoppy.
Dude,
can you believe that?
I think you might be the most well-renowned, most well-liked person ever in Tampa Bay radio history. There's people like Bubba that people can't stand, but you are legitimately the most liked person. That's got to be overwhelming.
And Ryan Hoppy, do you remember Boy from Fisher and Boy or what? Do you remember him or what?
How can I forget Seth Kushner?
Well, guess what? To me, Seth will always be Boy from the Morning X, you know?
That was the funniest, man. I always loved whenever you called him Boy. And as much as I love John Sennon, I'll say it out loud, he wasn't the biggest fan of when you would say Promo John, and it was the best, man. You just poked the bear, dude. The best.
Yeah, I know. So tell me, how is Michael Olivero doing? Is he doing okay? I hadn't heard him on the radio in the last, like, I'm not so sure where he's been.
Mike O not on air? Jacob, I'm going to tell you right now, I have not listened to The Bone. I've only listened to The Bone if I've been in an Uber and the dude's listening to it, or if I'm scanning the radio and I'll listen for 2 seconds. I haven't listened to a second of The Bone. Is the Mike O radio show no longer on air? Because I'll tell you right now, Mike Olivero worked his ass off. There's more prep put into that show than weekday shows. Mike Olivero's a legend. Mike Olivero and Drew are my two favorite people there, and Senning. I love those guys.
And Promo John, right?
Yes, sir. I'll call him Promo John. Jacob, so has Mike O not been on air?
No. Every Saturday Every Saturday, it's the Cat Named Earl Rock and Roll Radio Show now. So
you know what's... Wait, is that on 2 to 4?
Yeah.
What the hell? Why would you take away Mike's show? I don't know the inside scoop.
I don't know.
Dude, so does Mo play rock music?
No. All I know is... No. All I know is a cat named Mo just talks like on the air, you know? That's all I know.
Wait, but why is it called... Wait, is it called the Cat Named Mo Rock and Roll Show?
Yeah.
Interesting. Jacob, I haven't listened a second. It's very weird getting recognized in public and having people ask, oh, do you talk to this person or whatever? Like, they know more about me than I know about me, to be honest, because I haven't listened. I don't know. I wish them the best, Jacob, but you kind of have like that existential crisis when you're 28 and John Brennan takes the show from you and you're like, well, I'm not going to be working 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. if I can't be on air. Everybody got mad. I'm like, whatever. Goodbye.
Yeah, I know. Ryan Guzzo, Ryan Hoppy. What's up? Ryan Hoppy? When are you going to be starting the midday show on Q105? What day?
Dude, I need you as an agent. I need you to hit up Rick and tell him that would be the best ever, man. I honestly think you would be a good agent because you take this a nice way. Don't be mad when I say this. You talk a lot, and good agents talk a lot, and you would talk off the ear of every program director that they'd be like, you know what? We have to hire this person. You could literally find a homeless person in Pinellas Park, and if you were their agent, you would get them a job.
Oh, really? Really, 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 really? Now, question. If Andrew doesn't like put me through to MJ, because I do know that Andrew says that they're not taking a lot of calls at that time, but really, guess what? MJ Kelly is my guy, you know? So
I will talk to Andrew for you, but Andrew is my guy too. Andrew has a lot of things he has to do. He's running MJ TV. He's doing phones. He's writing down what's going on during the show. He's talking to MJ during segments. So like, never take that personally, because I've heard Andrew say good things about you. There's a lot of calls that come into MJ's show, especially now as he's doing really well. So that's nothing personal, dude. You are beloved in this area. I will tell you that. I'm actually kind of jealous how beloved you are. You are just overwhelming. I've never heard one person say something bad about Jacob two times. And if they do, they're losers behind a keyboard, man, which is some of those listeners, but...
Yeah, I know. But anyways... Ryan Hoppy, I miss Roxanne not being on Q105 anymore. You know, I definitely miss her a lot.
Yeah,
know?
Roxanne's awesome. She's a mom. I believe her kids were 5 and 6, somewhere around there, maybe 4. So she was just a stay-at-home mom, I think. I think she has another job, though. I don't want to speak on her business. But Roxanne, Jacob, is one of the classiest women I've ever met, hands down. In my 31 years of being alive and 6 months, she's the best.
Yeah, I know. Listen. The only video I found of you before I found your podcast.
Oh no.
Was you talking to Holly O'Connor from Hot 101.5? Can you believe that? That's
oh my
still
goodness.
On there. Can you
I had no
that?
Idea where that sentence was going about you searching me up on YouTube. Oh yeah, I love Holly. She's doing the Miguel and Holly show over in Charlotte.
Yes, I know. So every Wednesday I talk to her, and sometimes I like to pick on producer Calvin, you know?
I love when you pick on people because it's so lighthearted. Now, Jacob, I think Hot 101.5 really lost its swagger when they didn't want to pay up for Miguel and Holly. Like, that was like the death of Hot.
And what about Scotty the Body? Scotty the Body is still going strong.
He's kicking ass.
He's on Magic 94.9 now.
Hell yeah. Let's go through the resume of everyone in my old job. Scotty the Body is cool. Scotty the Body is one of those guys that's like, I'm not going to be like friends with him, but I like Scotty. He's going to be like the Gen Z version of Tony Robbins for Tampa. I know people that go to speaking engagements that he does that, and he's... Me and Scotty don't really get along or whatever, but he's cool. I like him. More than he likes me?
I know. And guess what? I never will forget the consequence that Miguel Fuller had to due to Sky the Bite, like he had to make him smell his sock. Can you believe that? That's how.
Remember
he got
when
into
Scotty
radio.
Was
Can
in
you
a?
Believe that?
Yes, sir. Remember when Scotty was in a Speedo and was dancing around on top of the hot van, 2018, 2019 ish.
No, I don't remember that because I do remember talking to him in 2018 when he first started. Yeah, so.
I am not going to take credit for Scott Tavlin's success because he did well at USF Radio, but I'll never forget. I was recording Hoppy Hour before John Brennan rudely took away the podcast room from me for no reason, and but I don't hold a grudge. But I was talking to Scotty the Body outside, and he's like, how do you connect with the old morning show I used to work with, whatever? And I said to him, you need to just go into the studio when Miguel's on air and just introduce yourself. And I don't think he did exactly that, but he was asking me for advice, which is fine. And then the rest is history with him and what's her name in mornings kicking ass.
With.
Oh, geez. You okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'm okay. With.
Danielle, right? Danielle?
You mean Danielle? She's on Magic after Scotty the Body.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
is
so.
Scotty just doing mornings by himself?
Yes.
Good for him, dude. I have no idea. Once I leave a job, I don't listen. So you're teaching me more about, you could write a book about the history of Cox Media Group more than I could.
Hey, guess what?
Sup?
They have bowling going on March 1st. Drew Garabo and Promo John and me and Caleb, my brother Caleb, we are going.
Oh, is that for bowling for, what's it called, Downs?
Yep.
That's awesome that Drew does that. Like, Drew, honestly, me and Drew had our ups and downs, but we're really good now, and I adore Drew. You know what I love about Drew? You know what I adore about Drew Garabo, Drew R. Garabo, Drew Raymond Garabo? I love how genuine he is. He has had some flaws in life. I have some flaws in life, but he's been open and honest about it. Drew Garabo never tries to play, he's who he is, and that's what you have to adore about Drew.
I hadn't talked to Kayla Joe Walker since May 29th of last year. Can you believe that?
I haven't talked to her since I saw her at a radio convention 9 years ago. How's she doing?
Yeah. I know she's doing good. I definitely miss her not being on the radio. You remember Chase, don't you? Ryan Hoppy or what?
Yeah, on Hot. Chase Me Down on Hot.
Yeah.
What's up? What about Chase?
What's up? What about Chase? The last time I heard him on Hot 101.5 was in September, and then they switched over to 101.5 The Vibe.
Do you like The Vibe?
Yes, I do. I do. I especially like their afternoon guy.
I don't know his name, but he's very good. Whenever I need to be in a good mood, you turn on The Vibe, and it's just, as they say, Jacob, two times, a vibe.
Yes, I know. Oh, man. His name is EJ Craig.
Yes, I believe he's the PD as well. I've heard good things about him.
And,
unlike Dizzy.
And Gordy works over there, too. Do you remember Gordy from Wild 94.1 or what?
I believe that might have been before I moved here in May 2015.
Yeah. Well, I do remember you answering the phone for Roger and JP. Do you remember that?
Oh, Ryan, how can I forget? My favorite memory of Roger and JP, which is the greatest midday show ever in radio. I'm going to tell you right now. They were doing Dead Guy in the Envelope, and it was like famous talk shows that died, and the answer was Johnny Carson. And I forgot to erase the phone screener log, so it would say like Bob with this guess, but I was forgetting to update the names, so Roger would be like, oh, Bob on line one, what's your guess for Dead Guy in the, or what's your thing you want to ask? And he'd be like, Hi, this is Linda. And they went through like three different names and it was all wrong. And JP was like, Hobby, are you high right now? Why are you doing this? I was freaking out, but it was the best. That and the first week that they were on air, this is a little naughty, so cover your ears, Jacob. They did top 10 porn categories and Kayla had to keep dumping them because they swore and we ran out of dumps. So we had to go to break. Oh. And she was like yelling at them.
No, that was great. No. You're talking about my friend Kayla. Guess what? If it was my friend Kayla on the air, guess what I would have done? I would have called her up and talked to her like right off the air, you know?
What about Brittany? You love Brittany. You love Brittany.
Yes, I sure do. I think you should have her on there.
I should. I've had Flying Brian on. I actually talked to Flying Brian about you. He DM'd me. He's awesome. He's my guy. And Brian Jameson was saying how you're just a breath of fresh air to Four Myers Radio.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you do know.
And I just wish that there was some way that I could reach MJ Kelly like on the morning show, you know, especially through Andrew, you know, because if Andrew can't put me through to MJ Kelly, then how else am I going to get to talk to him? You know, I don't know.
That's a good point. But Jacob, I would not take it personally. MJ is one of the biggest radio shows ever to reach Florida. So he just has a lot of phone calls. It's nothing personal. There's only six lines. And if MJ is talking about, I don't know, some topic and he takes calls, you have to keep the lines open. So it's nothing personal. MJ adores you. You literally had the hardest I've ever seen MJ laugh when I've worked with him was when you said happy birthday to him and you began the phone call by singing happy birthday. Nothing beat that, Jacob. That was the 10 out of 10 experience. It made my morning.
I know. It was about Roxanne. Did I make Roxanne laugh hard too, or what?
Yeah, everybody was laughing. Roxanne was, Fester was laughing. I was laughing
Uncle
in the back,
Fester
too.
Uncle Fester was laughing.
Yeah.
How funny was Uncle Fester? How funny is Uncle Fester? Uncle Fester's a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson. He is one of the best sidekicks of all time. Love that guy.
And what about Chloe, MJ Kelly's daughter? Is Chloe a sweetheart? I never talked to Chloe before, you know?
I haven't really talked to her either. She's come by. She's super classy. She's going to go far in life. She already has. She's awesome. I've never really talked to her, but yeah. Chloe's awesome.
Yeah, I know, right? And MJ Kelly is so funny, isn't he? Especially his prank calls. I can pull these up on my TV, Ryan Hobby,
The thing I like about MJ's prank calls is that they're real, because a lot of what you hear in the morning on like 93.3 is fake. So that's what I like about MJ, is that the Milton crotchety calls are real.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know what you mean by saying that, though. You know what my favorite phone call in the morning was?
What?
Well, was when Chloe called in, and especially since she came in there on, like, the 2 days when she wasn't supposed to be there, like, on May 9th and 10th or something like that.
Oh, wow.
When she wasn't supposed to be there, guess what?
What?
I was just glad that Uncle Fester had arranged an extra day for Chloe to come in to see me, though, you know?
That's awesome, dude. Whenever Fester's daughter comes in and reads off jokes, that's very heartwarming radio as well.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you do know.
Listen.
I am listening.
I like it when Chloe is in the studio with MJ Kelly, you know, because
yeah,
to me
great.
It sounds like it could be the Chloe, well, because to me it sounds like it could be the MJ and Chloe morning show, you know?
That would be good. I think they should do a podcast about like father-daughter, because they have a good rapport. It's just the whole, I love the Schnitz. Michelle is awesome. I haven't met his son, but his son's awesome. They're great people.
His son's name is Julian.
There you go. Yes, sir. You might be the biggest MJ fan ever. That and the guy that runs the, I think his name is Greg Lindberg, the guy that runs the MJ Morning Show fan page online.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a rivalry of who's a bigger MJ fan.
You know what, Ryan Hoppy? So
what's
listen,
up?
Ryan Hoppy. Listen, Ryan Hoppy. I miss you not being on the radio, Ryan Hoppy.
I am on the radio. Like I'm on AM. I'm on 103.1 92.1 and AM 1010 podcast radio. And then I do traffic reports for Wild, The Shark, Q105. I'm just not on the bone. But I left on my own terms, and I wish them the best. Bless their heart. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm still on the radio, and you can listen to my podcast. But the problem is you want to ask Alexa to put on Hoppy Hour. And for some reason, Alexa will not take Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. So I got to figure out how to get you maybe to subscribe to my YouTube channel so all the episodes are there.
Well, I did bring up Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy on my TV, and it played your podcast.
Oh, that works. Oh, perfect. It's H-O-P-P-E Hour. The easiest way, I say this to everybody, search Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E, because sometimes when you type in my name, it'll show this podcast called Happy Hour for The Bachelorette. So that's why I do Hoppy Radio. I worked with a guy named Rover's Morning Glory, and he marketed everything as Rover Radio. So I kind of took that with Hoppy Radio.
Yeah. I think that you should add MJ Kelly in there on the podcast too.
I have interviewed MJ.
My guy, you know.
I've interviewed MJ. Look it up. Type in like MJ Morning Show Hoppy on YouTube. H-O-P-P-E. I've interviewed MJ. He was like 45 minutes. MJ's my guy. Like MJ has gone to bat for me. I've gotten advice from MJ. People love or hate MJ, but MJ's awesome. Love MJ.
Well, guess what? Not to be mean to my twin brother or anything, but back in the day.
Yeah.
But like back in the day, so like for instance, whenever I brought up the old MJ Morning Show podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would like record the MJ Morning Show podcast because Meredith was on there, right? Sometimes I would play something that I wasn't supposed to be listening to, and sometimes I would get caught by my brother, and he'd be like, "What station are you listening to? Are you supposed to be listening to that?" And I'm like thinking, "Ooh."
Were you not allowed to listen to Bubba?
No.
No one should be allowed to listen to him.
But no. But to MJ Kelly, now back in my younger days, I couldn't listen to him because MJ Kelly was like Bubba in a sense to us, you know. So like
yeah,
back in my
MJ's,
younger days, I
MJ's a hundred,
you know?
MJ's 100 times better than Bubba, 100 times, 100 million times.
I don't know what that means. 100 million times better than Bubba. Now guess, now
what
now. Now, guess why I listen to the podcast, though, which I can get on my Echo. The reason why I listen to the podcast, though, is because my buddy Boy is on it, you know?
Oh, of the Bubba podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bubba's like the one dude I've never met, and I don't really have any need to, because working for Kelta is essentially this. I've described Kelta as if you're listening to an audiobook and you put it on half speed, that's it's just Bubba 2.0. Same thing.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know. Well, you know who? You know who Cowhead? You know who Mike Kalpa is to me still? His radio name is still Cowhead.
I call him that too. Looks like a cow.
No, how funny is Cowhead though? Cow is a funny guy or what?
He's okay. I don't really get along with
the Love Sponge.
I don't really get along with Kalta, but he's fine. He's sincerely popular. Like, he kicks ass, but he's not my friend or anything.
I can't believe that he got onto Bubba the way he did, you know?
No, that was legendary.
He got onto Love Sponge.
I was working in Cleveland at the time when that video went big 10 years ago of him going after Bubba, and I'll give him his flowers there. He did well there.
Yeah, I know. And especially I liked it how he picked on Ned. Now, you know who...
Manson.
Now, you know who plays the part of Med?
Fake.
Manson.
I still meet people that recognize me, and they'll ask me about radio, and they don't realize that Ned's fake. I'm like, it was fake the whole time.
Yeah, I know it. So, anyways, tell me, is Manson a nice guy or what?
He seems like the only person I've ever met that I'm actually friends with is 25 Cent. Besides that, I've never met anybody from Bubba's show. I saw like Stone Joey Logano. Actually, I met Tuttle 10 years ago, and he's clean now and he's cool. But at that time, It was my first promotions event during the 2015 Stanley Cup between the Blackhawks and Lightning, and I had to go to the bathroom, and Tuttle took a picture of the tent being unattended and tweeted at, like, Kim Guthrie and all these sponsors saying, look, the Bone Promotions team doesn't care. And I kind of despised Tuttle for that, but I see that Tuttle's, like, skinnier now, and he got clean, so good for him. So besides, the only two people I've met from Bubba's show is 25 and Tuttle.
Yeah, I know. So tell me, is 25 Cent a nice guy or
Oh, he's
what?
Awesome. 25 Cent's one of the coolest dudes ever. Genuine, gives good advice, professional. He DJs every Saturday at a Pelican Pub in St. Pete next to Janice Live. He's great.
And Johnny B has his own radio show now on the Bone after the morning show. Can you believe that, Ryan Hoppy?
Isn't it from 10 to 11?
Yes, it is. That's cool. It's the after show, yes.
Nice. That's awesome. I haven't listened.
And then from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. it's JP with Monica and Dizzy. Come on now,
strange.
Ryan.
I don't know why they had to break up Roger and JP. Stupidest thing they did. I know they got money or whatever. Or they got the whole stocks were going down or whatever the reason was for the layoffs, but that was the stupidest thing to get rid of that. Stupid.
I'm
moronic. Idiotic.
I don't think so, Ryan.
We can agree to disagree.
So,
and that's what's beautiful about life, Jacob, two times, is that we can agree to disagree. What do they air at night? Like replays?
Like replays, yep.
Of course they do. That's their whole existence. Jacob, what have you been up to? Besides listening to the radio, how's your family? How's your brother?
My brother and sister Carolina are doing awesome.
Nice.
I love my family, especially my sister Carolina. I call her my sister. Well, she's my sister-in-law, but I call her my sister. You know what she calls me? She calls me her bro.
Hell yeah. Jacob, I wanted to say, I have a friend who worked with you. Do you know Lindsay from CNM back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I remember Lindsay. Yeah. How's she doing?
She's great.
Doing good?
Lindsay's one of my friends. Yeah, she's cool. Kind of hooking up.
I remember going to the CNM dances with her back in the day. Yeah, it was on a Friday night. And stuff like that. So, yeah. I remember Lindsay, yeah. Is Lindsay a sweetheart or what?
Yeah, she's one of my close friends. We hang out all the time. You know what I mean?
Does she ask about me, Ryan Hoppy?
Yeah, she remembers you. How can anybody forget you, Jacob? You're literally unforgettable. You are the definition of unforgettable.
I don't think MJ Kelly's going to forget me or that funny phone call that I made to him, Izzy.
Yeah, I would play that audio, but I don't know if there's like a copyright with Beasley. But what was the name of the episode again? If people want to look it up on Spotify, the day you called in for happy birthday.
It was Monday, December 2nd, and the name of the podcast is MJ's Birthday. That's the title that you put under, and I love that title.
Of
Ryan
course,
Hoppy.
Buddy. What do you call it? On the episode, I think it's about 45 minutes in, maybe 60 minutes in. It was around like 6:50 you called in, something. It's in the podcast, which everybody should be subscribed to the MJ Morning Show.
Yeah, I know. And I'm surprised that they didn't put out like 100 episodes of the MJ Morning Show podcast, you know, because I'm surprised that they didn't put out 100 episodes, because I'm surprised that they stopped at 51 and then MJ Kelly said he was done. I mean, come on, man.
But Jacob, I believe that's because they got the morning show. That was the way for them to kind of test the waters and then do the morning show. So the podcast is the morning show.
Yeah, I know. But I never will forget me texting Roxanne on the Q105 text line. You know, I never will forget that.
That was one of the best things Roxanne's really good at, is she interacts with all the fans. She's classy. She's literally the greatest person I've ever met. There's nobody better than Roxanne Wilder.
I'm definitely going to miss interacting with her on the text line. You know, now who am I going to interact with on the text line? You know,
well,
I don't know yet.
Maybe if I get middays. I'm just kidding.
I'm sure hoping, Ryan.
We got to do a campaign. I actually think that's really douchey. Whenever radio shows do their own self-proclaimed campaigns, Bubba Army. You what?
I think the name of the show should be called The Ryan Hoppy Show, with Ryan Hoppy on Q105. You know, instead of it being awesome. The midday show, it should be The Ryan Hoppy Show.
I love
that.
Again, Jacob Ferguson, my agent.
I love you, Ryan Hoppy. I miss you, Ryan Hoppy.
I miss you,
so
too.
Much,
I want to do
friend.
An in-person. Now, let me ask you this. How often do you leave the house?
Well, I just got a new companion. His name is Nathaniel.
Okay.
And I leave the house like 2 days a week.
Do you ever go to St. Pete?
I go to the YMCA, yeah, in Brandon, yeah.
I record at the Personify Studios with Topher Morrison, who's one of my mentors. He ran for mayor like 7 years ago. And I think Tampa would be better off if he won. And the thing is, he has a studio that I record at that I'm at right now. And it's on a second floor, and you're able to walk, right?
Yes.
Perfect. I think if you ever are free, I would love to have you in person. Topher adores you. When I told Topher that I was going to be interviewing you today, Topher said you're one of the best things to happen to Tampa Radio. So if you ever, we can maybe figure it out. Maybe on like a Saturday, have you and your caretaker take you to, I'll give you the address. I don't want to give it out, but that'd be awesome to do an in-studio interview.
I sure would love that. Hey, Ryan Hoppy. Guess what, Ryan Hoppy?
What's up?
I've been living in this house since February 24th of last year. Can you believe that?
It's crazy. How do you remember dates so well, Jacob, two times?
Well, because Well, because I... Because, for instance, the KC Top 100 show from 1998, part one, debuted on December 26th. That was a Saturday, like in 1998. That
crazy.
Was like the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half debuted on January something. I think it was a Saturday or something in 1999. So yeah, part one and part two debuted.
What a memory you have. Got to give it a round of applause. You're the best, bro. You're the best.
Yep, I know it. So, anyways, listen.
What's up?
I think that you should keep Roxanne in there. I think that you should keep Roxanne in there on your podcast.
I will.
Even if she doesn't work for Beasley anymore, you know?
I'm sure she'll.
I'd love to have my friend on.
I'm sure
there,
she'll,
you know,
like, get a TV show someday or something. She's the best.
The absolute best. I miss Roxanne.
Yeah.
And what about Meredith? Meredith is definitely a sweetheart. Did you know Meredith works for 98.7 The Shark? Did you
Jacob,
know that?
Jacob, I'm going to play two things for you right here. One second.
Hey, this is Meredith from
Okay.
The Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour. Hey, this is Meredith from 98.7 The Shark in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Of course I know, Jacob. She's my coworker.
Who?
Nice.
Who said that?
Meredith. You didn't know that was Meredith right there? Let me play it again to do a humble brag.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show. Hey, this is Meredith from 98.7 The Shark.
I just hit up radio people and asked them to make me liners, Jacob.
Was that my friend Meredith from?
Of course it was. Do you
want to?
Yeah. Do you want to hear something? Yeah. She made me a liner. Listen.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Do you want to hear this real quick?
Hey, what's up?
Yes,
it's Babs from Wild 94.
Let me rewind this.
Hey, what's up? It's Babs from Wild 94.1, the afternoon diva. Shout out my guy, Ryan Hoppy. Make sure you tune in to Hoppy Hour, the best 60 minutes of your life.
There you go. Is that cool? Jacob, two times. Are you there? Are you good?
Yes, I'm here.
Where'd
Ryan.
You go? You like disappeared. You're a man of mystery, no. Aren't you?
No. I'm not Ryan Hoppy. Come on, man.
It's all good, buddy. Jacob, before I let you go, is there anything else you want to tell the Hoppy Hour listeners out there, Jacob Ferguson?
Yes. Okay. So, if you want to tune me in this week,
yes, sir.
Make sure you tune into Hoppy Hour Radio on your YouTube TV, if you have a YouTube TV.
Jacob Ferguson, my agent. And if people are listening, search HOPPE Radio on Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Amazon Music. It's on all of them, Jacob. Pandora, I'm trying to get on Sirius through Pandora, but I'm on Pandora. I'm everywhere, Jacob. I just don't film my show, so I stay a little anonymous.
I can't bring you up on my Amazon Alexa though on Apple Podcasts.
It's annoying because I've tried because Lindsay has an Alexa, and I'll say turn on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy, and it'll be like playing Happy Hour, the Bachelorette recap, and I'm like, no, that's not it. It's the most Ryan Hoppy thing ever that Alexa doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
So I know.
Talk to my Amazon Alexa, you know what she said? She says, I'm talking to Jacob. This is Bobby's account. So she recognizes my voice.
Nice, dude. I'm proud of you. You're killing it in life, Jacob.
Hey, Ryan Hoppy, listen, Ryan Hoppy, when can we do this again? Do you know when?
Give me your caretaker's number off air, not on air, off air. Give me your caretaker's number, and I can see the dates that the studio I film in are available, and we could do something in person, maybe.
I know I'm going to work with him on Monday and Thursday, you know, I know that.
When he comes in on Monday or Thursday, if you can remember on Monday, tell him to hit me up, and we can... We can schedule something probably for late mid-February.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy. This is fun, Ryan Hoppy. Let's do it again on the phone again, Ryan Hoppy.
In person, though. No, not on the phone. In person.
In person. Okay. And guess what?
What?
I can't believe it, though. Sometimes, when I call Wild 94.1 Ryan Hoppy, and it's like, we're sorry, the number you have reached has been discontinued or something.
That's
no?
very strange. Or, they're there. I don't know why that's happening. Are you pressing like a 1 or a 9 or something?
Well, because see, all I know is I'm saying, hey, Siri, call Wild 94.1, and it calls it, though, and it's like, we're sorry.
Maybe it's an old number, maybe when they were 98.7. Maybe there's something wrong with Alexa. Or Siri, I mean.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, though. Okay. But Meredith is so sweet, isn't she?
The best. Some of the best women in Tampa Bay radio work at Beasley Media Group. Lana on 99.5, Kathy on 99.5, Babs, Meredith, when Roxanne was there, it's the best. Valerie on 92.5.
And what about Lana on 99.5?
She's awesome.
WQIK.
She's a legend,
Lana,
dude.
Yeah, I know. The last time I remember talking to Lana was in 2004 at 98 Rock. Can you believe that?
Yeah, she's been doing it forever. She's definitely a radio Hall of Famer type. She's great.
Yeah, I know. So tell me, Ryan Hoppy, what made you leave or what made you decide to leave the radio show, the Mike O radio show? You know,
I didn't leave the Mike O show. I left the bone. So do you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
All right.
I've already talked about it, but pretty much in May 2022, I called Calta and I asked him if he was going to be leaving 102.5 The Bone to go to 98 Rock when his contract was up. And he's like, well, you know, I don't know. I might be going there, but here's the info for iHeartMedia. Hit them up and tell them that I sent you. And he's like, if you have to go somewhere else to make more money or a better opportunity, I got your back. So then June 3rd at 10:52, John Brennan busts into the Bone studio and then told me I would never make it in radio and that I had a stutter and whatever, which I do, but whatever. And so then I snuck on air two more times and then left August 1st and then went to iHeart, did my thing there for 9 months. Now I've been at Beasley for about 2 years. And I just kind of reached the point, Jacob. Like, some of my favorite radio shows of all time were the ones that left the show or left the station on their own terms. And I would have just been doing weekends forever. Like, my show's doing great. I have a cult following. I've worked on so many radio shows that I have listeners here and there. But I wasn't going to be getting up at 3 a.m. Pretty much from age 25 to 29, I never had the weekends because I was getting up at 4. I was getting up at 3:20 to go to the Bone at 4 a.m. and then getting up at 7 a.m. on Sunday. So I never had the weekend and I busted my ass. But I learned all the skills I can need. I just think it's sad that Mike Calta told me one thing and then has made it ugly. But I've never really... I don't know. I wish the guy the best. He's a legend. He's great. He's whatever. You can kiss his ass. I'm not saying you, but like, it's cool. It's all good. Jacob, everything happens for a reason. I still keep in touch with Olivero. I keep in touch with Drew. I saw John Senning last year out and about. And then I worked with...
You saw Promo John, right?
Yeah, Promo John. And I saw, and I worked with attorney Patrick Smith when I worked at Salem for 6 months. So everything's good, man. It's just, if you're going to be told that it's not going to work out, and also the thing is, Hoppy Hour skewers, or not skewers, but it's focused on 18 to 35-year-old audience. As I talk about celebrity news, I play music that we grew up on. The Bone's for 25, 54 men, specifically Gen X. So my show is for the kids of the Bone audience, not for the Bone audience, because the Bone audience doesn't care about TMZ news, but that's what I'm into. And I play throwbacks, like I'll play unlicensed Brooke Hogan music, Nicole Scherzinger, Chingy. I play unlicensed music and do my thing. It's Jacob, everything happened for a reason. It's all good in the neighborhood.
And what about Mason Dixon? You remember
Mason's
Mason
awesome.
Levi
I interviewed Mason like 3 weeks ago. Mason's one of the greatest hosts ever. Ever.
He does a show called Mason Dixon Generation 80s on Q105 on
the syndicated
weekend.
Yeah, and he does I forget the name of it. He does religious radio as well, conservative Christian radio.
He does religious radio as well.
It's called Above the Faithful Road. And if you go on Google and type in faithfulroad.org, that's Mason Dixon's website.
And I can look it up on YouTube, right, Ryan Hoppy,
maybe,
or what?
Let me let you know after. Maybe ask Alexa to put on Faithful Road with Mason Dixon. That might be a better choice.
I'll look it up on YouTube. But Ryan Hoppy, guess what, Ryan Hoppy?
Stop.
I forever to me, Mike Calta will be Cowhead. You know, just by his voice, you know.
Forever to me, he'll be a former friend that turned his back. Jacob, it's been a lot of fun having you on Hoppy Hour. You are the absolute best. You always make my day. You always make my life. And I had a lot of fun in the 86 months that I was at the radio station you listened to. But the best part was becoming Jacob Ferguson's friend.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Ryan, guess what, Ryan? Guess what, Ryan? Guess what, Ryan? I wish I could meet you, Ryan. You know,
you're going
I wish
to
I could,
have your caretaker hit me up, and we could do the interview in person in the middle of February. And also, I met you for a split second on your 30th birthday, but you were talking to like Charlie Belcher, and I didn't want to. I was just at the Bone for about 5 months, so I was trying to kind of keep a low profile, which didn't really work. So what I'm saying to you is, I didn't really get to talk to you, but I met you once. But I don't know if I said hi.
Yeah. Well, Charlie Belcher's a nice guy.
Charlie Belcher's another legend. Do you notice this trend that all the legends love Drew? All the legends love Jacob?
Yeah.
That's because you're awesome, Jacob.
Yeah, I know it. And guess what? I definitely, the part that I didn't like about the Roger and JP show was they were talking about Billy Joel, right? And I tried to get through to Monica, right? But but they wouldn't let me through to talk about Billy Joel. That's the part that I hated about the Roger and JP show.
I love you like a brother. I don't have any siblings. Can I give you some advice?
Sure.
It's never anything personal if you don't go on air. There's a lot of phone. There's hundreds of thousands of people listening, so they got to get to the calls. I've never once heard a radio person talk bad about Jacob. So it's never personal if you don't go through to MJ or Roger and JP. There's nothing to be mad about. When it's all said and done in 500 years, the one thing people will remember about Tampa radio is Jacob Ferguson, a.k.a. Jacob Two Times.
Yes, I know. Plus, I know. Plus, Ryan, I was on ABC Action News on my 30th birthday with my mom.
I was there that day. I remember, was it Sean Daly that was there? Who was there? Who was from ABC? Or Wendy Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Nice. You deserved it, Jacob.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
I'm glad you know.
Plus, I know. Plus, tell me, I don't know why Michael Olivero's not on the radio anymore. I have no idea.
I don't want to speak on that, but I will tell you that Mike Olivero is the greatest guy I've ever met. He was like a dad to me after my dad died in November 2014, and I moved to Tampa. He always took care of me, and we have kept in touch, and I will never say a bad thing about Mike O. Mike O is a saint. Mike O is the greatest guy. Mike O adored you. You were amazing on the Mike O show. You are just amazing in general, Jacob.
I definitely miss Michael Olivero a lot. You know that? Definitely do. You know, I did not know he was not on the radio anymore, you know, until I tuned in, you know, because nobody ever told me that, Ryan, you know, nobody did.
Jacob, I have to go to the bathroom. I have been talking to you for 51 minutes. Before I let you go, I know time flies when you're talking to me. Before I let you go,
yeah.
Can you do two things for me?
Sure.
The first one, can you say, hey, this is Jacob Two Times and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy?
Sure. Hey, this is Jacob Two Times on the radio with my bro, Ryan Hoppy, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
And Jacob, number two, I go on this website called Suno, and I make hip hop beats and rap songs for my podcast. And I'm gonna play this beat, and I want you to talk up the beat, and then we'll get out of here.
Sure. Okay, I miss you, Ryan Hoppy. Hey, Ryan Hoppy, listen, Ryan Hoppy. You can always text me. You know that, right?
I text you whenever.
I'm always here for you. You know that, right?
Jacob, before we end Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy, and to all those listening, search HOPPE Radio during the long commercial breaks at the Bone. Let's do a sign-off, Jacob. Say goodbye and sign off Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm holding on.
I'm Casey Kasem. You're listening to Ryan Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy with Casey Kasem. Signing off. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars and leave your radio tune right where it is.
Hell yeah, Jacob. I'll call you in a minute. This has been Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Signing off.
Dizzy is a bitch and a fake friend. Stay clear.
TikTok, Toxic Juke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom through streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing. Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM. Shout out, hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silence, I'm coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. We'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. We'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.
Doors closing.